Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the sun and fun capital of the world and the scary cast capital of the world. This is Dr. John Stamey. I'm so glad to have everybody here tonight. We've got a great show tonight. We've got a wonderful guest. And first of all, Kyler Smith has a hall pass. He had some things come up, so he's not with us tonight. And our other co-host is Matthew Delph. How are you tonight, Matt?
Buddy, I'm doing great. Can't complain. Wouldn't do
We're
me no
so
good anyhow.
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes I think complaining does a pretty good job. Sometimes I yell and I get results, but that's okay. But anyway, we're glad to have you here. We got a great show planned, and I want to tell everybody to be sure, if you're in shout-out range, Havelock Comic-Con, Havelock, North Carolina, that is Saturday, November the 19th, it's going to be at the Havelock Tourism and Convention Center. We got 80 vendors. We've already sold 300 tickets. This is going to be jammed. It's going to be the most fun that you can possibly have. And so please come out and see me, Papa Stroh, and a bunch of other people at the Havelock Comic-Con, Havelock, North Carolina, the home of Cherry Point Military Base, Cherry Point Marine Base. We want to thank our soldiers that serve us so well and keep us safe so that we can do Scary Cat. So anyway, tonight, we have a very special guest. She's a friend of yours, Matt, and her name is Jenny Byers. So, Matt, tell us about Jenny and introduce her, please, kind sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'd met Jenny a few years ago, and it was kind of interesting because when I met her, she was at an event that I was speaking at, and Angelia Shear, of course, we know Angelia, good friend of mine and everybody else's. She had told me that. She's like, did you meet this Jenny? And I'm like, no, I don't know. I must have been out at the time or something during the event. And so she's talking about her, and I said, well, it sounds pretty interesting. Well, within the next day or two, I'm listening to a live video from Angelia Shear, and she says that they are her and CMT host Katie Cook are going out to her house to do this investigation because they got some weird stuff going on there, and the veil's really thin on this property that she runs. And I'm like, so I'm listening to her talk that, and of course, you know, I didn't get asked to go there. I was told on the live video, they said that they was going out there and they were dragging me with them, whether I liked it or not. So I really had no choice but to meet Jenny. And after that, it kind of took off. And so after meeting Jenny, now she helps me research, and she is definitely on another level than most people. And she owns her own spiritual retreat out there in East Tennessee. And it's just, it was great to meet her, and we've become great friends ever since.
Well, that's wonderful, Matt.
Experience. Yeah.
And so, Jenny, welcome to ScaryCast. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, thank you. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. I'm real excited to be with you guys and to chat about these things.
Absolutely. You got some cool things to chat about. So I'm going to be first on the docket tonight, and I want to ask you, could you please tell us about your spiritual retreat? Because Matt has told me about that several times. And so tell us about it. Where is it? How can we find you if we want to go retreat with you?
Okay. Well, we created this retreat on 15 acres in the Cherokee Mountains. So we back up to the Cherokee National Forest. And the property was really divinely brought to me. The veil is very thin, as Matt said. I was just kind of, I feel, drug along with spirit in all of this. And I'll kind of explain a little bit about that in a little bit. But definitely the property is special. We have about 8 tiny houses. We have an RV, you know, that people can come and retreat. And it's not like a regular retreat, even though they're themed tiny houses. And it's really fun, and you're in the forest, and it's beautiful. But it's got a bigger purpose than that. When Matt says the veil is very thin here, I walk between worlds. So I am able to communicate in higher dimensional realities. And because of that, the veil is thin because spirit is really working with us here. I tell people all the time, they run it, and, you know, I'm kind of just, you know, I take orders from them. I just kind of maintain it on this side of the veil, but they're always the ones that have the final say, and they're always guiding me and bringing the people and the experiences. So it's really about healing at higher levels. They're very interested in assisting us with healing traumas. So I am able, because of them, and I say them because I've got a whole tribe over there of different energies that interact with me, but I'm able to have greater insight about people they're needing at the time and really what spirit's agenda is in assisting them.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, if someone were to want to contact you, do you have a website?
I do. It is Spirit Reunions with an S, sanctuary.com.
Okay, so everybody, it's spiritreunionssanctuary.com, and be sure to check that out. I'm sure it's great. And do you have, now I'm going to be the travel agent. Do you like have weekend retreats and special week-long retreats? Exactly what kinds of things do you have?
Yeah, so what I do mostly is I do workshops. So I will do just maybe 5-6 people at the most, so we keep it really small and intimate, where I will share my journey, I will share what I've learned. My ability to walk between worlds is something that I teach others to do. So we spend a real intensive weekend learning. I journey you up into higher dimensions so that you can interact for yourself. And then, you know, spirit's here, and because the veil is thin, you know, it's like I assist you in getting to them, and then once they get you, they take you up, and you have the experience. So mostly we do the workshops.
No, I was going to say, that's great. Let me ask you this. Are you anywhere near the Thomas Divide? Up in Cherokee.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I haven't heard of that.
Okay, because the Thomas Divide is apparently one of the most spiritual places there. I've got a very close friend. His name is Spencer Fisher. He's a former number 2 MMA in the world, and he is up there. He does a lot of paranormal retreats and everything, and, you know, he's in Silva. You know where that is, correct?
I do. Is that in, no, I guess I don't. I'm thinking of North Carolina. I don't think I know where Silva is in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's in North Carolina, and it's just right down the middle. And what I'll do is I'll put you in touch with Spencer, because he's a great guy. He and his wife are very close friends of mine, and he comes on Scarycast occasionally and talks about really cool things that go on up there. So I will put you in touch with Spencer Fisher. He's a great guy. And that's part of what we do here at Scarycast, is I like to connect good people together, because the more good people that we're working with, the better things are. Don't you agree?
I love that. I do the same. So I really appreciate it. I would love to meet him.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Now, Matt, do you have a question for Jenny?
Yeah, if you could just kind of let the audience know how you got started with your spiritual journey and being able to recognize these gifts and how it's led you into talking to alien forms and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, I'll start in the beginning. I was born into a family that was very connected. So my mom, her dad, they go up the line to the Cherokee Chickamauga tribe, which we've done some ancestry to look back on that. So Atikulakula, Dragon Canoe, that is my direct line on my mom's side. And what I understand is because this is an active, they were actively using their interdimensional gifts, it was easier for me to unlock this. I was actually born as a child just hearing in between worlds and thought it was, excuse me, thought it was normal. It was very easy for me. It was just very natural. And then at some age, you know, about at the age of five, I think it was, I started to just kind of move away from it. Although, you know, my childhood now and then I would still hear. I would hear when I was out in nature, I could hear spirit speak to me. And, you know, but it was getting less and less the older I got. And I think that's normal for us. We kind of move away from it as we become more involved in the world. So for me, and like a lot of people, it was kind of a finding my way back to that and reactivating that. My mom was able to hear, and she actually told me before she died, about 5 years before she died, that she had been shown that she was going to be transitioning to the other side. And she was younger than me, so I mean, I'm about 50, so she was in her late 40s at the time. She had never been sick. She just said that her soul had shown her that she was going to be going to the other side and she was going to be working through me here. And that was a contract that her and I had made. And that was just the way it was going to be because it was going to be easy for us to reach more people that way. So she did get leukemia. She died 3 weeks later. Prior to that, I had a Native American appear to me in my bedroom and he started working with me. He explained to me that I was going to be walking between worlds and I was going to need some training and protection. So he worked with me actually for 5 years and until my son was born. And then I kind of phased away from him. But his main purpose was to teach me how to control my fear so that while I was being communicated with or interacted with, I would understand the energies that were interacting with me and I could discern whether they were of higher frequency or not so that I would not be interacting with lower entities. You know, it would just be that I could discern that they were higher and that I would be able to get guidance directly from higher source. So that was really important for my journey. And my mom transitioning was also another major shift for me. So it was through her transition and my love for her that I tell people, you know, I feel like I clawed my way into the source field to get to her because I missed her so much and I was really traumatized by her death because I'm human and we all experience the trauma of the separation. And then I understood that that was actually purposeful for me as well because of that experience. It took me about 5 years to be able to hear her because I went into trauma. And then once I was able to get to her and experience the communication, it was really good for me to understand that this is where people are. They get very stuck in a state of separation and trauma, and they are not able to interact with their loved ones when they transition. And our loved ones are not able to get to us when we are in those states. So it was really purposeful, the whole journey, because I am able to pull people out of that state now that I understand what it is and I understand how to get out and how to get you connected. So the way that I was able to hear her is I went to the top of the mountain where I heard there was a vortex. And I didn't at the time know what a vortex was, but somebody called and said, you've got to go to the top of this mountain. It's a place in the Cherokee National Forest where they used to take the sick to be healed. You can see the quartz crystal coming up out, from under the ground. It's a very high vibration. Now, back then, it was 2008. I knew nothing about any of this. I got in my car, and I drove up. The best way I could explain it, it was literally like a curtain parted, like the veil parted, and I stepped through into another dimension, a higher dimensional reality. And she woke me up in the middle of the night, and she said, get up and get a pen and paper. And at that point, I didn't understand how this place was helping me connect to her. But now I understand that it raised the frequency of my body, because when you go to high frequency places on Earth, which is what I feel my retreat center is, just being in the high frequency moves the frequency of your body up, and spirit's able to reach you. They're able to connect with you. It's like a radio station. You know, you're tuning into a higher dimensional frequency. And when my mom got through to me, she explained that she couldn't reach me because my frequency was so low that I was locked in my trauma mind, which was not accessible. And she said it was like her trying to come and sit down in the bottom of a swimming pool and hold her breath and interact with me. She said it would be the same thing. It's really hard to do for very long. So she just said it was just very difficult for me to get to you. You know, many, many things transpired after that. She started bringing different beings to my life. When I was starting to have spirits come to me and ask me to speak to people that were here. You know, it was a slow progression of me being able to do this, not only for myself, but for others. And then I decided at one point I was given the opportunity to do a plant medicine journey, which I had never done plant medicine in my life. And I was about 38 years old, and I was I had a Korean healer come to me and say, would you like to do a plant medicine journey, sacred journey with a group? And I did agree to do that, and that was life-changing for me. And it was psilocybin, that's important to know. And during that journey, it really opened me up. It broke through barriers of my mind that I was unable to get through on my own. So it was what I tell people is plant medicine acts as a surrogate. So it actually, you surrogate into the other dimensions through this interdimensional medicine. It was 6 months later that I feel gifted this property from spirit. There were things that I needed to do in order to really get me out of my ego mind, integrate my higher mind and my ego mind in order for me to really work with spirit in a more pure way where I wasn't distorting the information. They explained very clearly that they didn't want to work with me if my ego was going to be in the way. They needed a pure channel, and they needed everything to be very, very clear. So that was part of my personal process. And after that, and Matt is referencing the extraterrestrial beings, after that I began to see extraterrestrials as well. And these beings were tall. They would come down and talk to me at night in bed. And they were like bluish in color. They explained that they were connected to the Syrians, and that I as well am connected to the Syrians, that they really are an aspect of my higher self in a higher dimensional reality. They explained that they exist in another dimension right here on Earth, and they actually were a part of assisting with the creation of this reality, and that aspects of them or us have gotten lost in this reality, and that they are answering our call to awaken us and pull us back into our interdimensional selves. So that was a huge thing for me. At first, I was terrified, I'm not going to lie. When I first saw them, I thought, oh my gosh, these are aliens. And they said to me, okay, you need to get the scary alien vision out of your head. That's not what we look like. You know, and it makes me laugh because it's just programming. You know, they have to get around our programming. So they've been working with me. They are a part of the center. They're amazing. They're very lighthearted. They're very light in energy. They're funny. I tell people all the time, when you get into the higher dimensions, they're hilarious. They are not serious. As a matter of fact, they tell me all the time if I get too serious that they can't reach me. They're like, you need to lighten up, you know, so they make me laugh and, you know, they keep us in a light state where we can move through energies easy and we don't get stuck and heavy. And that's really their main goal, is to help us get into the higher aspects of ourselves so that they can teach us, because we are babies and we are relearning how to be in a physical reality and connected and empowered and creating consciously or co-creating with them. They're master creators. That's another thing. They have been a huge part of the creation here. I'm going to pause in case you have questions, because I know I can go on and on.
No, keep going on. This is great. Matt,
okay.
Do you have any questions,
okay,
or would you like for Jenny to keep on going?
Just keep on going. She's doing great. I told you she was good.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, so, you know, I feel like I'm trying to think of the most important things I can cover, and I'll tell you, I spend so much time communicating in the higher realms that I could just go on and on about all of the things that they have taught me and shared with me. In fact, I have a hard time having conversations now without saying, okay, you want to know what they say about this? It's like, you know, I don't even want to share my opinions anymore, because I just have so much information that they're giving me all the time. I mean, I spend hours every day interacting in the higher dimensions with them. So when I say that I walk between worlds, it's very different for me, because I'm kind of half here and half there. And I'm always at this point looking at everything from their eyes, which they explain is really the key for us. Because if we want to be able to master this reality and really pull into what we're meant to do here and get on our path, that's at some point we all come back to really working in the higher realms, you know, feet on the ground here, head in the higher dimensions. That's how I see it. So when they began to work with me initially, there was an important integration that had to happen in my mind, and I think I explained a little bit about that. But the detail of that is really important, because when they first showed up, they explained to me that in order for me to do what I wanted to do, or for them to answer my call to awaken, I was going to have to go through this process that they were going to be able to help me with, but that was the integration of my mind. So during this process, they explained to me that I just needed to allow them to do this. So they said, we just want you to relax, and we want you to just allow us. And so as they began to energetically work on me, my ego mind went into fight or flight, and I always say Jenny, because I talk in the third person, because it was almost like it wasn't even me. An aspect of me, which at that point was probably the strongest aspect of me, believed that she was going to cease to exist if this integration occurred. And now I understand it as kind of like the death of the ego, you know, where you... And I say the death of the ego. It feels like the death of an ego, but it's not actually. And I'll go into that a little bit more. It feels like that. And I literally almost just took off and ran out of there, because I've never in my life felt like I would cease to exist. And that was terrifying. So they worked on me, and actually my entire body was shaking in a vibration. I was vibrating like almost like to the point where I felt like I was levitating. So I could feel the vibration getting stronger and stronger. And then every time I went into a panic, they would do this thing that would just relax me. And they would say, just say allow. Just keep saying that you allow. And I would say it out loud. And after they were finished, and it wasn't that long, maybe 5 minutes, I sat up, and it was the first time that I felt myself fully present in my physical body. I felt like my spirit could finally get in, like my spirit was kicked out and hovering outside of me, and it was fully able to now integrate into my body and pilot the journey and take charge of my journey, which is why I feel like I was then gifted the retreat, because my spirit took over and my spirit got on its path. And so it was so important for me to be able to do this. But again, it was terrifying. And I understand why a lot of people resist it, because it is sometimes very terrifying. But in the end, I realized that it's really not a death of the ego. It's getting our ego mind to do what it was meant to do all along, and that is articulate spirit from the higher dimensions into this reality. That part of the brain I refer to as the amygdala, and the amygdala is the part of the brain that is linear, and it interacts here in the physical reality. It allows us to see ourselves in a mirror. It allows us to have the physical experience. And the centrum part of the brain, which is actually a pyramid in the top of our heads, which is interesting because we all know what the pyramids do, and we understand pyramid energy and tachyons and all these things. So for us to have a brain that's really like our God brain, that's always connected to source in the shape of a pyramid, is not a coincidence. And spirit has taught me how to get into the centrum part of my brain and allow my amygdala to articulate light, its living light, light language that's coming from the higher dimensional reality through my amygdala into English so that I can translate it into this physical reality. And that's really the way it works. I'm a very left-brain person. I was an accountant. You know, it's important to understand that I am a very analytical person, and therefore it was needed for me to be able to explain this. I need to understand every little detail of what you're doing to me, what's happening to me, and why. And I feel like this was really important for me to be able to teach it so that people can understand how to master this part of you in the brain and master getting up and out into the higher dimensions, bringing the information back, collating it. I also want to mention that it's not just the brain that's involved. It's also the heart. The fields that I interact in, what I call the source field, is a field of pure unconditional love. And in order for me to access that realm, I actually have to, what I call, move into the heart stargate, into the higher heart space that allows me to get into that field and resonate in the field, so that I can actually see, feel. I mean, it's a resonance, okay? So I have to feel love. And there'll be times when I sit down and I'm going to open up to the field. I'm going to channel on command. And I will go into my mind and I say, okay, I'm going to move up into my centrum. My amygdala does another thing. It literally goes into a half awake, half asleep state, or maybe a hypnotic state, where it stops recording reality because it has another job. And so it knows that at this time it's going to do its other job, and that's going to be, it's not going to be running things. It's not going to be recording. It's going to be like a dream. By the end of the day, I forget what happened, because if your mind's recording, it's too much, too involved, okay? So there's this thing that I do, but then I'll remember spirit will come in. My mom comes into my energy field and she says, feel my love. You're not connecting because you're not feeling the love. You have to feel the love to be in the field. And that's really important. And I tell people there's like a trinity of connection. So my heart, my third eye, which allows me to see, and my brain, my higher mind, allows me to download and articulate. And then my heart allows me to feel. And this trinity of connection within my own body allows me to have the full experience, where once I get into the higher dimensional realities, I can see your loved ones. I can describe them to you. I can hear them. I can hear them speak to me through telepathy and light language. And then I can feel the love, and I can feel the higher essence of who they are and what their message is. And so because I've been trained, they trained me, I'm able to train you. So when people come, I'm able to activate, help you activate these parts of yourself. And then I take you up and I act as a surrogate. So I'm able to surrogate you up into the field because I'm in the field fully, and I'm helping you. It's like I pull you into the field with me because I'm holding the space for that. And then spirit comes in, and it's a huge group effort. And so, you know, there are some people when they come here and they walk into my cabin where I do this work, and they immediately can feel the portal there. The portal is very strong. It is pure light. It's the thinnest part of the veil here. So whenever I do the journey, spirit's right there to come get you. And people will just say to me, oh my gosh, is this really happening? Is this real? You know, and it is very real. And I, along with spirit, have created a space that's enabled them to get through. And it's through, you know, just like I said before, I wasn't able to get to my mom. She wasn't able to get to me. And we've just streamlined that process. So, you know, there's no more struggle with that. You come, we get you activated, we get you connected, and off you go. And sometimes, you know, people have a hard time getting connected without me and without being here, but it's just practice. It just takes time. It's a matter of just spending time in the field and working with your loved ones. I want to mention that the extraterrestrial beings are really an important part of this because, you know, there are people that journey and they get connected to their extraterrestrial selves. And because I've already had that connection, I understand what's happening, you know, because they'll see them. I mean, I've had people here see mantis. They see all kinds of different extraterrestrial beings. We'll do some paint shop here where they'll paint that being that came and interacted with them, and then they'll stay connected with them. And what I understand is this is so important for our advancement as a species is to get reconnected to them. They have all kinds of information they need to relay to us. We're in an amazing time right now where we are all ascending into higher states of consciousness. They're able to reach us easier. This is a time where they explain that it was really meant to be that we come back, that, you know, we're being called back to our connections because we've kind of been in a state of amnesia. And so as we start to come back, and it's not just here at my center, you know, we've got centers popping up all over the place that are working to help people get reconnected, remember who they are, get on their spiritual path, you know, get really close to their higher selves, even if those are galactics, you know. All of these things are happening at a very fast rate. You know, so what we're doing right now in the work, this type of work is really important, they explain. Because we need to, they'll say to me, get them to us, just get them to us, and we'll take it from there. You know, they're on a mission, and they're very focused, they're dedicated. I mean, if, you know, if everybody understood how supported we are by these beings and other realms, it's really incredible.
I was going to say, I want to make a quick comment here. First time I ever went to Jenny's, I'd showed up, it was late, there was a campfire, and I get there, and there's this woman, she's sitting across the campfire, and she just keeps staring at me through the fire, and I'm like, okay, and I didn't know this woman, of course, because I didn't know a lot of people, I just knew Jenny, and as I sit down there, I mean, she just keeps staring at me. Well, the next morning, we get up, and Jenny's got us doing this meditation state, and then we're going to basically be a channel from spirit to the other person, send a message to them. And so we're supposed to pair up with somebody that we don't know. And it was kind of cool because that woman that was staring at me, which was Ellen, and she's the first one that spoke up because I'm like, I don't know anybody in here, so that'd be easy for me to get with somebody, you know, that don't know me to do this exercise. And soon as she said that, get with somebody, Ellen's like, Matt, I want Matt. I felt mm-hmm. something with him as soon as he come into camp. And so I'm kind of laughing. I'm like, oh, great. Because here I am new with this stuff. And so I sit down there with her, and she channels and she tells me what, you know, what's supposed to be told to me. And it was great. She was right on. Well, so then it's my turn. And it's kind of funny because I'm laughing, and she's like, what? And I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what we're going to get out of this because I've never done this before. And I'm sitting there, and So I'm getting these downloads is what I call, but they're pictures, and it's coming to me as I'm trying to get in this state, you know, I'm receiving this info, and I'm laughing, and Ellen Cherokee?
She's 30-year native teacher, and I'm not sure exactly what her native background is. I don't remember the name, yeah.
Well, I'm getting these downloads, and I'm laughing, and she's like, what is it? And I said, I told you I suck at this. I said, all I'm seeing is animals. And she's like, great, great. And she's like, now it's important, what order are they coming in? And so as I'm telling her, we're jotting it down, and she knew, I guess, the Native American language through the animals, and it told a perfect story telling her, and it was exactly what she said was going on in her life. Actually, that morning she had experienced something, and the message, I couldn't understand it, but it wasn't to me. I was just the person telling the message. I was just the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
She understood every single thing the way that it come out with those animals. And she explained it to me. And I thought, wow, you know, I didn't understand it, but it wasn't meant for me. I was just the messenger. And it was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty amazing. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. But I just had to share that because that's my first real experience there. And I always laugh about it because I remember her like just staring at me across that fire. And then as soon as that next morning, she's like, Matt, I want Matt. And I was like, oh gosh, here we go. But now I think the world
amazing.
Is out. She is great.
Yeah. And Matt, you know, that's exactly what we do here is we help you realize that you are able to access those things. Like all of us are. Imagine a world where we're all helping each other from that space. You know, we're getting information for each other. Really, we're meant to be more activated into the higher realms and doing that for each other. We've just kind of gotten away from it. So it's beautiful to see. The other thing that we do here as well, and I don't know if you were here for this, Matt, is we do the aura pictures. So I use quantum biofeedback. Mm-hmm. Probably after you came, you know, I got that quantum biofeedback. And a lot of doctors are using the quantum biofeedback apps. I mean, mine's an app, but it's a quantum biofeedback program. And even I went to the Truth About Cancer conference in October, and they were talking about how this is new up and coming where, you know, we're not going to have to do anything invasive. We're working in quantum field. And so what this app that I have does is it will actually show you your field. So I'll do before and afters. So when people come, when they first arrive, I do a picture of their electromagnetic field. And then throughout the workshop weekend, we'll do it, you know, but as we journey, when people come out of the field, they'll have white light going straight up out of their head into the field when they're still connected. It will activate your connection, and you can see it in your quantum biofeedback. I mean, it's amazing. You know, so it's important for us to see that this is real. This is actually happening. We are connecting into higher dimensional realities. We are moving into light body because you are able to be in light body and be in physical body at the same time. I do it all the time. And just to have the experience like you had, Matt, where you when you actually experience it, it actually integrates your mind into that experience. And then you can build on that. You know, so the next time you do it, you're going to be, your mind remembers and your lower mind, I call the lower mind or the ego mind is a computer. It's like an interface. It's like the computer interface between the physical reality and the higher dimensional reality. And so the more you upgrade that software through interacting in the field, it's literally like replacing old fear programs and replacing the trauma programs with the source programs. You're talking about upgrading humans like the movie Lucy. I'm not kidding. I mean, we have this ability. It's absolutely amazing. But we have just not been accessing those realms. And for whatever reason, I have my opinions about why we're not, about what that whole disconnect is about what these trauma programs are about. But regardless, for whatever reason, we have disconnected, and this is what those extraterrestrial beings said to me. You got lost in a physical reality, you disconnected, and you forgot, and you were not accessing us, not accessing, you know, the higher realms, and it's time to come back. So it's beautiful, you know. So in the end, it's beautiful, you know. We had a fun ride with that, but I think a lot of us are kind of like, okay, we're ready for something more. We're ready to have the higher experiences here, and we're reaching for it. We also use. Go ahead, Matt.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say you've had a lot of with the coming in and out of the veil. You use vibrational frequency to come through the veil and enter and exit.
Yeah.
So you've
That's
had a lot of Bigfoot activity there too. So
yeah, so the first thing I'll mention is that we use Rice frequencies. We work with the healing frequencies that Rice created, you know, in the 1930s that were hidden from us. We now have access to those frequencies, and we're using those. I actually use a frequency called 20 Hertz, fifth dimension. When I do journeys to help launch you into the field, it helps your body more quickly come in resonance with the fifth dimensional reality. So I have a plasma ball that emits those frequencies. It's about a 4-foot field around the ball. And we also use pulse electromagnetic field therapy, which is PEMF. And the reason I love the PEMF is because it will relax your entire parasympathetic nervous system, and relaxing is a really important thing when you want to get into the higher dimensions. So all of these things just work with your physical body to help prepare you to be able to go effortlessly into light body, basically move into light body. The Sasquatch has been amazing. I did not believe in Sasquatch, and you know, I guess I thought if there was a Sasquatch, it was not in Tennessee. It was probably, you know, up in the Alps or something, like, you know. So in 2012, when we moved here, my 6-year-old was out running around. We were just moving in, and he came running in the house, and his face was just pale. And he said, "Mom, I just saw Bigfoot." You know, and you know your kid, and you know your when they're telling the truth. I mean, we'd never even discussed anything like this, and I knew he was being honest. You know, I just felt it. He showed me where it was, and I told him to go draw it. But I was really disturbed by it, to be honest. It freaked me out, and I wasn't sure if I was okay with that or what it was. It wasn't until I think it was about a year later. I went and spent a weekend with Rainbow Eagle. I don't know if you're familiar with him, from Ohio. He did a weekend training or teaching up in the mountains here in North Carolina. And on Sunday we got up, and he's got his presentation up, and there's a Bigfoot on the screen. And my son Tristan looks at him and he says, "I saw that at our house." And he looked at Tristan and he said, "You did?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "We have that." And that's when he went on to explain that they called them the Watchers, and that when they would do vision quests, the natives would have sightings, and they believed that they were here to assist in their awakening, and that they would interact with them. So this was all very new for me. But that's when experiences started happening here. I was sitting out by the fire late one night channeling when the knocking occurred right across from my fire. And my guest looked at me and he said, "Do you have a Sasquatch here?" Because, I mean, it's like 1 a.m. and no neighbors are up. My neighbors are elderly, you know, and they're pretty far away. And it was really right across the fire in the forest. It was very loud, probably 10, 11 hits on a tree. Sounded like somebody doing some roofing. And I, in shock, jumped up and ran. And I was going to run into the forest. I mean, I wanted to see it. I don't know. But when I got to the edge of the forest, it stopped me. It psychically stopped me. And that's the best way I can explain it. It something hit me in like a shock, and it shocked me and held me off. It like stopped me in my tracks. So
was it
very, very
possibly?
Powerful. What did you say?
Possibly infrasound?
I don't know. What is that?
Okay, it's where, like, a tiger, a lot of people, they call it zapped in the Bigfoot community. So, like, a tiger or an elephant, they use infrasound. It's a higher vibrational frequency to freeze, like a tiger will use it to help freeze their prey. They give off this energy. So a Bigfoot has been known to zap people if they think that they're getting too close, or a lot of the younger, supposedly, they just hit you with it, and it kind of, and if you get too much, it'll make you physically sick. The military use it for crowd control. So if you're out there and all of a sudden, boom, you get hit with something, it means you're getting too close to something. They don't want you there to hold back. So that could have been that. If you got stopped, it's probably that vibrational frequency, that infrasound, that they hit you with that, and it stopped you. So
It did. Something stopped me immediately. I was like, I was running, and then all of a sudden I was stopped. And when I got, when it stopped me, it kind of also startled me to say, stop, don't go. You know, it was something that just kind of shook me and was like, don't come here. Don't go there. It stopped me in every way. And I turned around and went back to the fire. And I said, what was I doing? Like, what was I going to do? Like, just run up to it? I don't know. I just felt like I was kind of in a daze, you know. So the whole thing was very, very bizarre.
I noticed a track. You remember that one weekend I was there?
Yeah.
I'd hiked around that area, and then the next day or whatever, when we went out as a group, I remember seeing the big foot tracks that was along the path there.
We actually have a lot of friends. Yeah. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I was just saying that was pretty cool because, you know, I was trying to explain to people, you know, those weren't there the day before or earlier that day.
Mm-hmm.
Then that evening,
mm-hmm.
you know, we had these tracks out there just to, because a lot of people weren't familiar with the whole Bigfoot
mm-hmm.
or Sasquatch stuff. But,
yeah,
you?
And, you know, we have so much activity where, you know, I'll be standing outside of a cabin talking to a guest, and we will hear, just into the forest, we'll hear loud walking, cracking, popping, you know, something walking. We'll stop, listen, and it will stop, and then it will never start again. And I've actually sat there for about an hour waiting just to say, you know what, if it crouched down, it's waiting on me to leave, I'm going to outstay it. And it really feels like it's interdimensional. It feels like it just goes into another dimension. It's gone. Then the tracks, we've got a lot of tracks. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Barbara Marciniak, but she, I read her book, Bringers of the Dawn, and I loved it. And one of her really good friends came to my retreat, and she was a part of all those channelings in that book. And she said, when she got here, she said, are you Jenny? I said, yeah. And she said, look at my arms. She said, the goosebumps. She said, I was coming up your driveway, and I heard that I am in Bigfoot country. And I said, yep, we are. You are. We have Bigfoot. And she said, oh, my gosh, I cannot wait to have an experience. She stayed overnight, and she said at 3 in the morning, it woke her up. And she came down from the loft of my cabin, and she looked out, and she said it was a juvenile. She said it was standing in the window, and then she said it backed up and disappeared. She said, you have a family here. She said this was a juvenile, and she said, you know, they're interdimensional. And, you know, and I knew that simply because one of the Cherokee at the Cherokee Reservation – stopped a friend of mine who was coming by the trading post, and he looked at him and he said, he had picked up a rock, a geode for me on a trip, and he said, you have a rock for a girl in your car. And he said, I do. And he said, tell her that she lives on the land, lives in the land of the Watchers. They want her to know that they're there. They love what she's doing, and they're a part of it. So that was really amazing for me because, you know, this Cherokee man didn't know me, and he was, you know, he was right. He knew about the rock. He said, tell her to break it in the heart of her house. It was a geode. And he said, you tell her to take that rock and break it in the heart of her house. I'll never forget, which I did. I still have pieces in my home. But he just said, you know, they are a part of this, and they need her to know that. You know, so ever since then, I've been real at ease with it, because at first I wasn't. But now I'm at ease with it. Now I understand that they have a greater purpose, that they're higher dimensional, they're of the higher dimensional kind. There's variety. But definitely a blessing to us. And people that come have experiences a lot. We have rocks thrown. They never hit anybody with the rocks, but they do throw the rocks out of the forest.
So let you know they're there. Yep.
They do. And, you know, they'll split the trees right down the middle. We walk back on the trail, and the trees are just pulled apart. And they're bigger trees. There's no way that anyone could do that. You know, they're healthy, fresh trees. And then we see the prints right in front of that tree. You know, so these things are definitely a part of this community. And I feel like it's because of what we're doing. The veil is thin. We did do a vision quest here, and she did have an encounter with the Bigfoot. She said it walked up behind her in the middle of the night. She was out, and she said it walked up behind her tent. She called it a two-legged, and she said it was huge, and it was, you know, cracking trees. And, you know, she wasn't afraid of it either, because she's Native American, and she was really excited to have it be a part of it. She told me she was hoping that it would come. Yeah, so that's really beautiful. We do Native American medicine well here, and I feel like I do feel that the Bigfoot energy is connected to the ETs that are here, the Native Americans that are here. As a matter of fact, one time I did channel the Sasquatch. She was a female. She came into my third eye while I was channeling, and she gave me the word Wachiska, and I will never forget that word, because I wrote it down and then I looked it up, and in Native it meant the land of many streams. And when I sat and I asked what that meant, my mom said, you live on, your place has many streams of consciousness. You have the Native Americans, which are very strong here. They appear to people, you know, they're here to really help us come back to our connection to source. And we have the Bigfoot, we have the ETs, we see the craft here all the time. I've never seen so many ships as I've seen here. So it's beautiful. And you know, this is really just a small version of the new world we're coming into, where they are now able to reach us. They love reaching us. They love interacting with us in our new consciousness. You know, we were always meant to stay connected to them. You know, we're all one part of this, you know, source field together, having this amazing journey together. So coming back together without fear and through the heart space and getting guidance is going to accelerate our awakening. And I'm just so honored to have them, you know, here to assist us. I mean, I'm just, it's so beautiful.
I had talked to a Cheyenne Indian, Barry Webster, and he told me that he's had over 250 encounters with the Sasquatch. And he told me that this one had come, and he watched him reach his hand into, I can't remember if it was him or somebody he was with, but their hand went through that person's body and grabbed their heart. And they said that it just filled it, his whole body, with nothing but love. And then he pulled his hand out and he disappeared. And he said it just filled the whole, his entire body with nothing but love. And he said that they quit contacting, they used to contact and interact with the Native Americans all the time. He said they quit doing it, though, when the white man had came over to over here. And that's when they quit interacting with the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, and that makes sense, because what they told me, the natives, what the energies, the spirits that are here have said is it's time again, and they're back, and everything's coming back online. There's been this period of disconnect, and that disconnect is going away. We're being called back, and we're being activated. You know, how they say we use 2% of our brain or whatever, you know, 5%. Brain. Well, that part of our brain, that computer part of our brain, has been held down programmed and dumbed down by design. And
yep.
that is changing. And I say to people all the time, the more you get into the source field, the more you're going to be upgrading that part of you. You're going to upgrade. You're going to be replacing that. And those programs no longer have control. So I'm going to suggest that whoever it is that has created these programs and using frequencies to do these things, we now have frequencies that are going to offset these things, and we're using them, and we're meant to use them, even though they took them from us. They're coming back. And they're not going to be able to control us anymore. And their biggest fear is that we activate our interdimensional selves, because yep, that's what
exactly.
We disconnected was our interdimensional abilities. And they're coming back online. And I say to people a lot, and this is really important, because people will say to me, oh, you have so many gifts and this and that. And I say, I don't have gifts. I have activated parts of me that you have to activate as well. This is nothing about me is special. Maybe my genetic line, things were active in my genetic line that allowed me to an easier way to access those parts, but that's changing as well. Because the more of us that come online and come back into source field, we start calling others back into the field, and just your mere presence is going to start activating people. Because you can't be in the source field and it not trump everything in what I call more of the artificial reality. You know, you're walking
right.
in the real organic vibration and empowered state, you know, and people are ready. You know, people are coming here and they're just so ready, and spirit brings people, you know, so I don't even really advertise, because I don't need to, because people are hearing about it and they're being called, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's really supposed to be a divine guided thing. So it's beautiful for me to see how many people are being called. It tells me that we are in a time of change. Things are escalating. The awakening is real. It's powerful. And, you know, I cannot wait to see where this is going. It's very exciting.
I think a lot of that has to do with a lot. That's why we're getting more and more sightings of these cryptid and alien type, you know, forms. And more people are being awakened, and that's why we're getting more
Absolutely.
And more sightings.
Absolutely. I mean, they are eager to interact with us. You know, it's us that we're the ones that have the limitation. We're the ones that have to get in alignment and activate those parts of us so that they can do these things. You know, it's really us that has been the problem, and that's changing. So, yeah, it's exciting. I'm telling you, you guys, if you could see what I see here and witness the upgrades that are happening with the people that are coming here, I mean, it's a complete transformation, and you don't go back from it. Once activated into the field, you don't go back. Something changes in you, and this is, to me, the new human. You know, this is activating the new human.
Wow. well, that's just great. I mean, it really is. I mean, I was just listening and waiting till you were finished. But, I mean, it's really great as you talk about this stuff. And do you do any type of podcasts, by the way?
I do some chats on Rumble. I mean, I have several videos out there with others, yeah, that have been posted on Rumble, and I can share that link. Lots of conversations, you know, on a variety of topics.
Great, we'd love to have them. We'll put up a page on that. That'd be wonderful. And I tell you what, we're about at our witching hour, but I'll tell you what, it has been wonderful having you on here and talking about all this. And can we have you back?
Sure. Yes. And I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Matt did a good job. It was great hearing his questions and your answers, and we'd like to have you back. Matt, you good with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most
great.
Definitely.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, definitely we'd like to have you back, and thank you very much. And give us your website again so that everybody can know what it is, okay?
Sure. It's Spirit Reunions with an S, sanctuary.com.
Well, great. Well, we will make sure that everybody knows about that, and thank you very much. We're going to have you back, and we are going to give the last word to Matt Delf. Matt, what is the last word tonight for ScaryCast?
I just want to mention you got a book coming out as well at the first of the year, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
You do. What is the name of your book?
Yeah. Go ahead and get your plug
in there. Activating our multidimensional selves, and it's my spirit-guided journey. So I share, you know, my whole journey, how spirit has gotten me to this point.
So that's going to be great.
Well, that's
I'm looking forward to.
Well, I tell you what, we'll talk more about that when that comes out, and that'll be wonderful. So thanks a lot, everybody, for being on ScaryCast tonight. We hope everyone enjoyed it. We'll see you next week on the one, the only ScaryCast. Now, everybody say goodbye.
Good night.
Good night.